Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We have an article which I'll be posting up from the amazing, illustrious Harley Schlanger from the Roos Foundation in Germany. And Harley, you're often way ahead of the ticket. I think if Trump was listening more closely to you and the Roos Foundation, they would have either lost less Congress people in the House and succeeded more if they'd done some of these things they promised to do. You know, Glass-Steagall is very important. If they can get Glass-Steagall in, even before, say, the 2020 elections, if they can deal with some of these other issues that have been on the background for some time, going back to Hamiltonian economics. So Trump has defied the tradition, outflanks the impeachment and war party in the midterm elections, and really the real power is not only the president, but who can he nominate into the Supreme Court, because it trumps anything that the House of Representatives can do. They can scream all they want, and they can start impeachment, like, you know, Mad Maxine Waters, but they really can't do anything. And unless they collaborate on infrastructure, immigration, and other things that the people want, or cheaper health care, we're not talking about health care for all, because a broken health care system, which is Medicare, which cost me an arm and a leg, I mean, people don't understand, it's not free. Medicare's not free. Even if you have a good Part B insurance, it's not damn well free. And in fact, if they don't fix the system before they make it public to all, it'll bankrupt the country and you won't have anything. It'll be a disaster. And again, I tell people on the left are addicted to one thing. It's not the drug opium, it's other people's money opium. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Now, what LaRouche teaches, if you want to have an economy, you got to grow it. If you want to pay off the debt, grow the economy, and then you can pay the debt off. Yeah, I mean, he's a geopolitical genius that explains the philosophy of how do you have a strong republic, not a socialist democracy or a communist state, which collapses the middle class, but one that expands it and grows it and creates more energy flux density. So let's go through this article you have.
Well, I think the starting point is to pick up on something you were just talking about. The House of Representatives was sabotaged by the Republican Party, not Trump. And the way it was sabotaged.
And they're paying for the sabotage. They did. Look at Paul Ryan. Look at all these 40 senators left. A lot of them are not GOP supporters of Trump. Get lost, boys. We don't want to see you again.
Well, this is an example of addition by subtraction. You take out 39, 40, 42, whatever the number is, of people who did not run for re-election, Republicans who did not run for re-election for one reason or another.
Right.
Many of them were weak on Trump or anti-Trump. So they're gone. Now, the team they chose to replace them included a lot of other weak candidates, including some who were not with Trump. And they didn't get much support from Paul Ryan or the Republican Party.
Paul Ryan is basically, if you scratch his skin, it's blue. He's not a Republican. He's a maniac, okay? And his father-in-law, Boris, is one of the worst. Austrian school, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, Austrian school neoliberal, which is neither Democrat nor Republican.
Right.
But what Ryan did and what the Republican Party did was essentially cede the House to the Democrats. Even with that, the difference now is that the people who are in the House are people who are with Trump. The Republicans are in the House. The Democrats include a lot of people who are loudmouths like Maxine Waters and imbeciles like Adam Schiff. But there are a lot of people...
And Cory Booker, we can't leave him out, right?
Well, he's in the Senate, but there are a lot of people in the House.
In the House, exactly. Okay, great. Please continue.
Well, there are a lot of Democrats in the House, like Marcy Kaptur, who's a perfect example, who can work with Trump on Glass-Steagall, like Tulsi Gabbard, who's with Trump against the war, and she's also for Glass-Steagall.
Why is she not a Republican? Because, honestly, she's actually the kind of a war veteran that actually has a Trumpian kind of attitude, doesn't she?
Well, because the Republican Party is also compromised. The Republican Party is pro-war as well. You know, the difference is Trump is not pro-war.
Right.
But most Republicans are itching to get more money to defense, to have a stronger defense capability to fight a war.
Actually, I like to change the name. Why do we call it defense? And we've been in so many wars since the founding of America. Why do we call it the Department of Offense? Because we are offensive.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
The Department of Offense, how's that?
But Bill, let me finish this point, because this is crucial for people to understand what happened in the election.
Right.
The Republican Party was not going to win the House, and Trump basically said, fine, I can do without the Republicans in the House, because most of them weren't for me anyway.
Right.
The ones who were for him were the ones who conducted, the committee chairs who conducted the investigations into the British connection to the Justice Department, the intelligence community, Obama, and so on.
Right.
They are almost all reelected, and they're prepared to fight. Now, secondly, in terms of the Democrats who won, as I was saying, there are some Democrats in the House who could work with Trump under the proper circumstances, including, ironically, Nancy Pelosi. Trump's outreach to Pelosi was brilliant. He said, look, you've worked hard. You deserve this position. You may not get it because there are a lot of Democrats against you, but you know, maybe I can get some Republican votes for you so you can still be Speaker.
Well, she's actually forced now to actually collaborate with them because they have 2 years, and the public's watching them, the people that say, well, I want to not have them take away my protection for pre-existing conditions, or I want cheaper drugs or whatever. And if Nancy Pelosi doesn't cooperate on infrastructure and health and other issues, the Democrats are going to commit what I call hari-kari, where they take the big, samurai sword in and disembowel themselves geopolitically. So Nancy may want to say nasty things, but eventually the Democrats are going to have to come around that if they don't show signs of collaboration, they're going to destroy themselves, aren't they?
Well, Trump said to Pelosi, look, there are things we can work together, like lowering prescription drug prices and infrastructure.
Right.
So what Helga Zepp-LaRouche said yesterday when I interviewed her is that the Democrats have a choice, and I'll get to the Senate in a moment, but the Democratic choice is very simple. Unless they want to be known as the party of war and obstruction, they need to work with Trump.
Right.
And they need to stop carping about Russiagate, which is nothing. They need to stop protesting Trump trying to work with Putin and Xi Jinping for peace. And they need to work with him against Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. And for the fight for what FDR called the forgotten man, which is Trump calling the forgotten men and women. So there's a common ground there that could be taken. Now, in the Republican Party, in the Senate, Trump now has the loyalty of virtually every single Republican senator.
It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it amazing?
He campaigned for 11 senators, and 8 of them have won, and there's one more that's still pending, the Arizona one. What's important is that they took 4 seats away from Democratic incumbents, including 2 who Obama campaigned for. So head-to-head, Trump 2, Obama 0. Now, furthermore, the historic average for losses of an incumbent president is around 40 seats in the House, 44 seats in the House. Trump lost so far 31. The Republicans lost 31. But as I said, that's not his loss. But in the Senate, Obama in 2012 or 2010 lost 6 seats in the Senate. Clinton lost 8 seats in the Senate in 1994 in his first midterm. Trump gained 3 or 4 seats in the Senate. So this was a repudiation of the blue tsunami, the blue wave, and an embrace of Trump by voters. And even the mainstream media is somewhat shocked by the resilience of support for Trump.
Right. And it's going to keep on building, by the way. See, here, let me explain something that I think I want you to expand on. Now, when you're in the opposition party and you're the Democrats, you can scream all you want and impeach, impeach, impeach. But now that they're in power and actually have the power to do things like pass legislation, it's a whole different game, isn't it? The Democratic Party can't be the Democratic Party they were before the election. They have to have a whole different ball game.
Trump said if nothing happens, if there's gridlock, if there's no progress, it's the Democrats' fault now.
Right, but not only that, he'll sweep through the House and the Senate. He'll take a massive surge in the House with Trump-supporting GOP members, and the Senate will go over 60 for the Republicans. That's what I predict. 2020 is going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats if they don't cooperate.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You know, Trump really is a communication genius. The fact that he appreciates and gave congratulations to Nancy Pelosi, that's a real shot across the bow to say, hey, cooperate, Nancy. In fact, she's the only one to say, don't talk impeachment. But there's still impeachment maniacs here, like Cory Booker and Mad Maxine Waters. I mean, she should be in the movie Mad Max. God knows. I think the Democrats are going to have to come around. There's going to be an internal war in the Democratic Party, and it's now really kind of almost humorous that in our semi-sane voice inside of the party has said, stop talking impeachment. In fact, it's probably the reason why they lost senators, because they kept on talking about this.
Well, and I think Trump has a very smart strategy right now, which is to say to Pelosi and people like Tulsi Gabbard and Tim Ryan from Ohio and a few others, to say to them, let's sit down and talk about things we can agree on. Because ultimately, what's the purpose of government? Is it to have your party win? Because parties represent private special interests.
Right.
Or is it to have the nation win?
Right.
Now, there are some people in the media and also the Democratic Party who say, if you say you're a nationalist, you're a racist, you're a fascist, Trump is trying to redefine for them what nationalism means. The idea that put your nation first, but you don't do that against other nations because you want other nations to succeed as well. And so what Trump needs to do, and just let me finish this point here so people can get it.
Right.
You've got to define the issues of as war and peace and growth versus collapse.
Right.
War and peace, because if you don't have agreements with Russia and China, we're going to end up in war. And if Trump is impeached, you're going to have a war with Russia.
Right.
Number two, if we don't get some economic growth based on manufacturing, industry, infrastructure in the United States, we're going to have a bubble pop that will make 2008 look like an era of prosperity.
Yeah, and the two things that are going to have to stop is what you guys have been talking about for years was Glass-Steagall and the Hamiltonian financial system was tool and die and actually building the actual true manufacturing thing like infrastructure, bridges, roadways, new high-speed rail, recycling everything so that you get down little atomic cubes of whatever you want. So if you want to build something, you've got to dial up the atomic cubes of something that's driven by a truck to your factory. You can do 3D printing to print whatever part you want. So in the future, there should be no landfills, there should be no pollution, and we should be novel in terms of new energy technologies like fusion energy. Like, for example, European Union is doing research in this, but we already have it, tokamak fusion reactors. In the future, the world is going to not rely on non-fossil fuels. It's going to have fusion energy. Yeah, it'll have some solar and other things. I mean, we're putting solar on. But the future is very bright if we are innovative and creative. And what you're saying is we have to create the future rather than waiting until it smacks us in the side of the head, right?
Well, and we do it because that's what the people want and need. And to the extent that Trump knows that, he's been trying to communicate that.
Right.
Now, the problem we have is that I would say that about a third of the population is strongly behind Trump.
Right.
And about a third of the population are identity politic lunatics who support Hillary Clinton. And you've got another third that need to be won over one way or the other. They're usually independents. Some of them vote Democrats.
I agree with those three groups, but I'd change them a little bit. I'd say 40-20-40.
Here's my point, Bill, not to quantify it. My point is to come up with a qualified explanation of what must be done. The one-third or 40% or whatever is pro-Trump shouldn't reduce themselves to just the pro-Trump, anti-Trump theatrics.
Exactly. In other words, they get polarized into not really doing something for all of America is what you're saying, right?
They have to become educators who understand physical production, who understand science, who understand what energy flux density is, who understand why we have to have policies to increase the potential relative population density. We've got to educate the Trump supporters so they're not just shouting, but they can actually sit down and show someone how the trade deals that will ultimately be arranged with China and elsewhere will work for everyone's benefit. They have to be educated to understand that China and Russia are not enemies unless we make them enemies.
A formula, for example, with Russia. Russia's got a very poor economy. But they're armed to the teeth with very advanced hypersonic cruise missiles. And Russia basically wants to collaborate with us. In fact, they supported America's independence originally. And the same with China. So we're the number one Chinese customer. So they need us as customers, but also they need us so that they can got to tap into our creative economy. We've created a lot of the technology for the 21st century, and so we need collaboration. In fact, collaboration in the if you want to call it the New Silk Road, which is what you're talking about, Belt and Road, the New Silk Road, will prevent war, pestilence, and also a defensive Earth strategy against things like coronal mass ejection. We have today, for example, three asteroids passing us. Right?
Give me a second here to tell you something that you probably don't know yet.
Right.
There was an incredible conference in Shanghai that wraps up tomorrow.
Right.
It had over 300,000 exhibitors. It had people from all over the world. It had corporate executives, businesses. It had 18 heads of state. There were representatives of governments from, I think, 70 governments represented. And Xi Jinping gave a speech. And he said, look, we've opened up the Chinese economy quite a bit in the last decade. We're going to do it a lot more. And I'll tell you why. He said, we want to buy $40 trillion worth of goods from other countries in the next years ahead. $40 trillion. And this is needed for us to continue the progress on the New Silk Road with our new collaborators and partners. Now, this was a signal following his discussion with Trump last week that China is prepared to buy more from the United States. It is prepared to open. But the United States also has to realize that China has a couple of unnegotiable demands, one of which is they're not going to open up their banking sector. Now, Trump, in response to Xi Jinping, said, you know, we had a great discussion, we have great chemistry, and I think we can get a deal. And after he said that, Larry Kudlow said, look, we could drop the trade tariffs tomorrow. So I think the developments at this Chinese conference and the continued effects of the Belt and Road Initiative appeal to Trump. Now, he knows that if we stop trade with China, it would hurt America right now. Not just because of what we sell them, but what we need from them because we've shut down our own manufacturing. So we've got to do some work to rebuild our country. And you know, tariffs will do it a little bit, but a credit policy will do it a lot more. And this is where our advice to the Trump supporters, and I've talked to many of them in the last weeks, I've done 25 radio shows of mostly pro-Trump hosts, and my message to them is get your networks involved in understanding physical economics and tell Trump, we want Glass-Steagall, we want a Hamiltonian credit policy. Learn what that is and become apostles for it, because the more people who clamor for it, remember, 70 Democrats and 2 Republicans signed on a Glass-Steagall bill in the last Congress. Suppose we could get 100 Democrats and 100 Republicans this time. We would have Glass-Steagall.
Right.
And that would end the
if you have Glass-Steagall, you can collaborate with
them. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Engineering. Let's say it's now 2023. It's near the end of the second Trump term. He's actually worked on a deal with Xi Jinping and with Russia. We're building industries collaboratively. We've given work visas for Chinese engineers to build high-speed rail on the northern, southern tier, on all both coasts and across the Midwest. We now have total recycling of all of our products. We've now moved in with the Europeans and Chinese to start tokamak fusion reactors for energy generation. We now have AI systems for making higher quality crops without monoculture, genetic new modification, which, by the way, is part of the reason why the Chinese don't want to sell some of our crops, because they're GMO. I mean, the Europeans are very much about against this. I've actually talked to people going back and forth to France, and they've got gluten sensitivity. If they go over and have a baguette in France that doesn't have all the crap in it or genetically modified, they don't react. So, in other words, these smart Chinese know that if you have genetically modified food, it might actually drop your sperm count, and already they have a problem with fertility. The Chinese are facing a, if you want to call it, a demographic disaster zone, which is going to hit them in the next 10 or 20 years, where the number of elderly is going to far exceed the number of young people that can take care of them. So we have problems, but we need to start kind of be realistically dealing with them. And there are different problems in each country, but we collaborate to kind of overcome them, can't we?
Well, there are a lot of solutions that are available if you want them to be solved. Now, I just got a very interesting thing I want to bring up that just came in from Donald Trump, which has to do with the efforts to overturn the elections in Florida and Georgia, where they're just discovering ballots that were uncounted, and they're now counting ballots that have access to on Tuesday.
Right.
And here's what Trump said. You mean they are just now finding votes in Florida and Georgia, but the election was on Tuesday? Let's blame the Russians and demand an immediate apology from President Putin.
Now, there's another thing to this. The election law, I know this in Florida and in Arizona. You have to have the ballots, these ballots counted by a certain date. So there's going to be a lawsuit over it. These ballots will be uncountable. because they're trying to flip over the elections, and there's enough corruption in, say, Broward County and I think it's Plantation, Florida, and enough corruption in Maricopa County in Arizona trying to flip it for Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema and Gillum, these people are clinically insane. We're not talking about what their geopolitical positions. If you actually listen to what they actually say, this is pure insanity. There's no kind of middle road here, a way to discuss and kind of come to a collaboration. They're just nuts. And that's the problem, is they're actually that corrupt that they're willing to flip an election because they just want power, even if they don't have a plan of what they're going to do when they get the power. Is it going to be good for Americans? Of course not. They just want to be in power, don't they?
Well, I think the real story here, and I'll come back to this, is that what Trump demonstrated by his campaigning is that when he's able to connect with people and talk with them face-to-face about what he's trying to do, and, you know, most people have no idea what he said at these rallies because the media just reports the few things he said that were pugnacious or nasty. And what Trump did is he laid out a whole perspective, which included on the diplomatic side, the meetings coming up with Putin and Xi, how he hopes to have agreements with Russia on the intermediate nuclear forces to rewrite it, how he intends to have an agreement with China on trade, how he's prepared to meet as soon as possible with Kim Jong-un to resolve things with North Korea. So he talked a lot about the strategic issues that have to do with ending the era of Bush and Obama wars.
Right.
And people responded to that. Now, you'd never know that from reading the American media. And so people who heard him speak went out and told their friends, look, we've got to vote for these Republican senators because we've got to give Trump, free him from this whole Russiagate stuff.
Right.
Now, the other interesting aspect on this was the firing of Sessions, which was long overdue, but I think Trump handled it very well. He asked Sessions to resign. Sessions resigned. And now this guy Matt Whitaker is coming in, who has already gone on record as saying that he believes that Mueller has overstepped the original mandate from Rosenstein. Now, Rosenstein kept broadening the mandate. Whitaker is now, as acting attorney general, the person who's going to be overseeing the Mueller investigation. So what does this mean? Schumer's panicked. The Democrats are panicked because they think this means that it's going to be shut down, which it very well might be. Now, if it's not shut down, here's the other thing. The report, when Mueller files it, goes to the Attorney General, or in this case, the Acting Attorney General. It's then up to the Acting Attorney General, under the provisions of the Special Counsel Law, to either release it or not release it. So it's possible Mueller will come up with a report that we'll never see.
Right.
Will never be produced. Now, further, Trump said to the Democrats, look, let's work together, but if you're going to use your committees to attack me and attack my supporters, then we're going to open, it goes two ways. We're going to open investigations in the Senate into your leaks of classified documents.
They consider this a parallel organization going after these Democrats and Hillary Clinton and all Podesta and all the other maniacs. This is going to get very, very nasty. Well, and we're not talking about thermonuclear geopolitical war, right? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he said it's going to be a warlike response. He would release the declassified documents that show the FBI, Justice Department collusion with British intelligence, Christopher Steele, the lying that went into the FISA warrants, the cover-up to protect Obama, Comey, Brennan, and so on. He said those can be released. And then on top of that, you have the ability in the Senate to have investigative hearings. So Trump is saying, if you're going to continue this, we have our way of responding. Then he said, if you do this instead of working with me to do things for the American people, that's what you're going to have to run on in 2020.
Right.
That you did nothing at times when action must be taken to protect America. You did nothing but attack the president.
Wow.
And so I think he's on very, very firm ground on this.
Yeah.
And It's going to force the hand of some in the Democratic Party to silence people like Adam Schiff.
Well, Adam Schiff, this guy looks like some kind of Punch and Judy doll. He's insane. He says, there's always evidence, there's evidence. I'm thinking, well, quote it, guy. Open your mouth and let the words come out. I've got to know that in this room there's cheese. He's like a mouse, a psychotic mouse that thinks there's got to be cheese in the room, but just haven't found it yet.
Well,
there's no cheese.
He actually is saying that the evidence is being protected by the Republicans from being released. And the Republicans are saying, we've released everything that you'll let us. You won't let us release some of these things.
Right.
Because some of the 302s of the FBI, their interrogations of people like Bruce and Nellie Orr, which are still classified, are damning. They show absolutely what Joe DiGenova said. This is much worse than anything Nixon did to cover up.
Now, all Trump has to do is just with a work of a pen, like for Barack Obama, I have a pen, and it's done. This game's over. He just has to sign. It's all declassified. It's all out there. And as much as the CNN, MSNBC, they'll have to choke this down like radioactive waste. It'll kill them. And the fact that this is going to be put out there, I think Trump's going to go nuclear. I think that if they don't start showing signs that they're going to cooperate, he's going to just drop a nuclear geopolitical bomb on them. He'll declassify the whole damn thing. He may even start an independent counsel going after them, either with this new guy, Whitaker, or a new attorney general that's going to replace him. And Whitaker is, I think, going to stay in there and preside over until Mueller's game is over. So, I think you're right. I think Trump is now the master of the game, isn't he?
Well, he's acting with authority.
I think you're going to see he's going to get Glass-Steagall in. He's going to get a deal in the next couple of years with Russia and China. He's going to stop nuclear proliferation. He's going to deal with these caravans coming up in a rational and a way. And you're going to see Trump.
Most of you know that.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Harley, we have lots of really good things to think about. I really think Trump is starting to get his legs, his sea legs, as they say, as a president under him. He's now in the control seat. I think with the Senate, the number of new judges, it's very likely, looking at the history and the health of Gator, I called her, changed her name from Bader Ginsburg to Gator, like alligator. And she broke 3 ribs. And yeah, she's back in her office. She's a physical wreck. 2014, colon cancer. 2015, cardiac stent. 2016, colon, pancreatic cancer. All kinds of health problems. She's on her last legs, and she tried to hang on until after the midterms. She's got months left, not years left. And I know I heard the affirmation from Trump that he wants to have many more years of the Supreme Court. No. Probably between now and 2020, most likely this year, 2019, she's going to be replaced by this Coney Barrett, this legal genius, female Catholic with 7 children who is defensible, and they're going to place a woman with a woman. I will put money on it, and I'm not a gambler. I guarantee you by 2019, very latest 2020, but most likely next year, Trump will have a lockdown conservative court that's not going to legislate from the bench anymore. It's over. And these people are young enough that they're going to be there for 30 years at least, which means the game's over, Democrats, because between the Senate and these appointees and the new people appointed in the administration by the Senate now, you can have the House now, but if you don't collaborate with Trump, you have committed disemboweling, geopolitical disemboweling called hari-kari. And so, you know, they need to silence Mad Maxine Waters and Cory Booker, the one on impeach, impeach, impeach. They need to start worrying, how can we do something good for America? How can we get Glass-Steagall in? How can we get the collaboration with the Chinese banks? Bring them over to high-speed rail. How can we work together with Europe and Canada and others? We already have the North American portion of what we call the Belt and Road with the new agreement before even the midterms. We're going to work on a deal which literally gets rid of trade and non-trade barriers with Europe. You're going to see this will help also Brexit, which is really a trade issue, isn't it? It's
not just an immigration issue. Brexit is, at its core, what the City of London's relationship will be with the international derivatives markets.
Right.
Because at this point, the railway minister in Britain, in May's government, just resigned today because he said what she's doing with Brexit would be worse than no Brexit. And you know what's happening is they're stalling for what reason? The City of London is unhappy because they can't quite figure out how they're going to set themselves up to continue to profit from the transfers they make and the clearinghouses they run for the derivatives markets.
Right. In other words, they want to control the bubble economy, and the bubble economy is one of the canary square, isn't it?
Well, what happened with the European Central Bank stress test last week is quite instructive.
Right.
First of all, the stress test was a fraud because they operated from the standpoint of what would happen if there's a 2.6% drop of growth of GDP in the European economy. What would happen to the banks? Could the banks survive? Because the banks are supposed to have their own exit strategy. Well, 2.6% is highly unlikely that if there's a blowout, it's going to be limited to that. In Europe, the 2008 dropped GDP across the board by over 6%. So right. If you're going to do honest bank stress tests, you'd have to start with a 6% figure, and you'd find that most of the banks have no ability to cover their bad losses, their bad debts, if there's that big a drop. Now, even at 2.6%, there were a number of banks that were put on a troubled list, including Deutsche Bank, which you figured would be on there, but also Standard and Chartered Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, and Barclays.
Scotland, by the way, is owned by the Queen, too.
Yeah, and these are three of the largest banks in Europe that are in the troubled list. And that's with a phony level of a drop, you know, an unlikely level. So if you had a real blowout, what would happen to the European banking system? It'd be gone. So the situation in Europe politically is very strained. And in the United Kingdom, we hear one new Brexit plan after another. And the reality is that May doesn't want a Brexit. And they're trying to figure out when they can announce that they're going to have a new referendum without having a civil war break out. Now, what I would say to people who are watching the United States and what happens with Trump, here's the important thing to keep in mind. No matter what the Democrats do, no matter what Mueller does, no matter what the Bush neocons do, they're not going to stop this rebellion because it's a global rebellion. It's not just in America. It's a global revolt against immoral, incompetent, and evil elites who are elite only in the degree to which they are committed to this genocide. Now, if we realize that we have a global potential to right. overturn the present bankrupt system, then we can move aggressively, get Trump to move aggressively, and we'll establish what Mrs. LaRouche has called for quite a while now, a new economic paradigm based on mutual benefit between nations.
Right.
And that's what people have to study. That's what they have to think about.
We have to have several components. You've talked about it. Glass-Steagall. We need to have a Bretton Woods type of thing where we have a locked interchange of currencies. We have to have a formula for determining what amount of money a country can actually manufacture. In other words, a formula for how much money is in a country, either in tool and die or intellectual property, whatever. We need to have a system for international travel, trade, for example, where the travel routes. For example, China's doing some things that are negative, trying to kind of scare America going through the South China Sea. It's the most traveled route in the world. You can't do that. Maybe it's, they think it's a negotiation strategy. It's not good. Same way as you can't use North Korea and getting rid of missiles and nuclear weapons as a trade negotiation chip in the game. It's not going to work with Trump. Trump wants to make a straight deal with China. It doesn't want to work with playing side games with North Korea or Venezuela or Iran. He just wants to make a straight deal with China, doesn't he?
Well, let me tell you, Trump doesn't think that China is playing a game with North Korea. Trump is very clear that he's working with Xi Jinping in a very transparent way to get the North Korea deal done. Secondly, the message was sent out by Mattis and Trump that the commanders in the South China Sea should not be engaging Chinese ships. It's not the Chinese, it's the American vessels that have been moving into areas that are contested. And the reason for that is that the deep state wants to sabotage Trump's initiatives. They want to cancel the Trump-Xi Jinping meeting in Buenos Aires. One thing that just came out 5 minutes ago, the British put out a report saying they expect there will be terrorist action carried out at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. There's a full mobilization underway to stop Trump from meeting with Putin and meeting with Xi Jinping. So for those who thought the Trump success in the midterm elections would end this harassment and this operation against him, forget it. They're not giving up. And so, Bill, I think it's important for people to realize that Trump wants these deals. He's working on them. And the people who are attacking China and attacking Russia are the same ones who are attacking Trump. And Trump supporters have to realize that you're being manipulated to be anti-China, when in fact we have to be more anti-Britain and more anti-Hillary and more anti-Brennan and Comey and others, and mobilize to take power away from them. So that's what I would say is the key thing in the upcoming diplomatic initiatives that Trump is undertaking.
Yeah. So I think, to some extent, I agree. I think that he wants to set it aside that they're not going to be manipulating North Korea. I think North Korea is going to move forward. I think they should have a food system to give North Korean people good food now. I think they should work on trying to do infrastructure and training for the North Korean giant army. They got 2 million in their army. They need to be trained, like you said, tool and die and tech in order to build things. And they need to start working with how are we going to start communication lines and travel between North and South Korea and collaboration with other Asian countries so they can bring an industry from Japan and China and elsewhere.
Well, to start modernizing. The South Koreans and the Japanese are also saying that the sanctions should be lifted in some ways in North Korea. So we'll see what happens there.
I think the best way to start that off is to feed the people good food, start building infrastructure and training centers. Start doing real concrete things that can say, hey, you know, we care for you, you're our brothers and sisters from another mother. How's that?
That would work.
It's a good way to think of it, right? Think of them as another part of the human race, and maybe this will actually all work out.
I think this is the direction Trump is going.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a pragmatist, he's a humanist, he's going to do the right thing. I think he's going to succeed in the next 2 years. And I see Trump getting back with a massive majority at the House and Senate. And most of these things will fix. There'll be a bad nightmare passed away.
Hearing a lot about CBD.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.